Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, have been generating a lot of attention lately through a streaming documentary series and high-profile TV interviews. And today, the Prince's memoir, Spare, is out. Martin Pengali is a reporter with The Guardian. He obtained a copy of the book before publication, and he's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So with all we've heard from Prince Harry, any big revelations left in this book?
I don't think there are now. It's been thoroughly gutted before publication. We published two very small excerpts, but copies went on sale in Spain, and the British press all have Spanish speakers and Spanish reporters, so they took it to pieces. Then there were the two interviews, and then there's been now, about 11 hours it's been on sale in England, so judging from my research this morning, it's pretty much all out there.
Yeah. Why is Prince Harry choosing this moment to share these intimate details of his life, of his private life, his family's life?
He left the royal family, basically, with Meghan Markle, his wife, the actor. And it's hard to say what it is. It's a sort of a howl, in a way. It's a bit like primal scream therapy. He talks in the book extensively about therapy, and it, in some senses, feels like that. This is a fairly blistering howl of rage.
But there's also a lot of money attached to this project.
Yes, I think the dollar total of the book deal is $20 million. It's for more than one book, I think. But yes, there's a lot of money attached to it. There's a lot riding on it. It's gone to the top of all the bestseller charts. How long it stays there is probably the next test.
Now, right now, as of now, we haven't heard anything from the royal family. They've been silent. Why?
They very rarely comment. I saw Anderson Cooper mentioning that for the CBS 60 Minutes interview, the palace said they would only comment if they were shown the entire interview first before broadcast, which of course CBS didn't do. Mm. It's one of the themes of the book that Harry is at odds with his brother William and his father, now King Charles, about how to deal with the press. Charles says, don't talk to them, don't read it, which Harry's seems to be incapable of doing, and which he says his father doesn't do either. One of the themes of the book is about how various members of the royal family try to shape press coverage and sometimes direct press coverage against others, according to Harry.
Now, this book and what it reveals, could there be a long-standing impact on Britain's royal family and the institution of the monarchy?
Some people think so. I've been reading a lot of coverage back home, I'm still British, a lot of people think it will be dangerous. I think one of Charles's biographers was in The Guardian yesterday saying very much that this could help remove some of the mystery. The Queen's death certainly was, if not damaging, you wouldn't say damaging, but could have done that. But I think this book will add to the lack of mystery that is peeling away, as it were, from the royals. Whether it will change the royal family standing is another question, because England is a conservative place.
Martin Pengali is a reporter with The Guardian. He obtained a copy of Prince Harry's book before publication. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.